Ralph Gonsalves, the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, calls last week's downpour a disaster of a proportion we have not seen in living memory. Gonsalves himself lost a cousin who was buried alive in a landslide. Anastasia Frevrier is head of the Children of Helen in Palm Beach, a group of expatriates from St. Lucia. That island was especially hard hit, as Frevrier's relatives there described it to her.
The water just rose and just covered their homes completely. So they are without anything at this time. Clothing, food, furniture, everything has been destroyed. Some of the roads have been impassable. It is one of the worst situations we've had.
In South Florida and New York, Caribbean diaspora organizations like the Children of Helen are marshaling donations.
What we're trying to get out to the island at this time is a lot of clothing, canned goods, toiletries, and water, of course.
The storm wasn't just sudden and extreme. It was rare for the Caribbean this time of year. All that prompted a warning this week from Jose Miguel Insulza, who heads the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C. The December 24th calamity also suggests, as he said, the impact of climate change in the Caribbean. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can find contact information for the Children of Helen on WLRN.org.